Welcome to the LDN Radio Show, brought to you by the LDN Research Trust. I'm your host, Linda Elsiegood. I have an exciting lineup of guest speakers who are LDN experts in their field. We will be discussing low-dose naltrexone and its many uses in autoimmune diseases, cancers, etc. Thank you for joining us. This show is sponsored by our members who made donations. We'd like to give them a very big thank you. We have to cover the monthly costs of the radio station's software, bandwidth, phone lines and phone calls to be able to continue with the radio show. And thank you for listening. Today my guest is April from the United States, who takes LDN for multiple sclerosis. Thank you for joining us today, April.
Thank you for giving me this opportunity.
So could you tell us, when were you diagnosed with MS?
Sure. I was diagnosed late in life, I guess. I was diagnosed at age 43. And really leading up to that diagnosis, I didn't have any significant health problems. I did suffer from infertility in my 30s, but thankfully I had children and they were ages 5 and 8 when I was diagnosed.
Mm-hmm. So I'm just trying to piece together in my mind, you didn't suspect that you'd had anything wrong with you before you were diagnosed. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, MS came on very suddenly for me. I woke up one day, it was actually March of 2015, and I woke up one day with the entire right side of my body numb. I had a few symptoms and about a week before where I had a little numbness on the tops of my legs, and I had some tingling in my legs, and I had some swelling in my feet, which was odd to me. But again, it happened very suddenly where I just woke up and was just completely numb, head to toe on my right-hand side. At that point, my husband and I were obviously very frightened. So we went to the emergency room. They ran, you know, a battery of tests where they ruled out a stroke. They ruled out other critical illnesses, but then they released me and they, you know, told me to follow up the next week with my general practitioner so that I could track down a diagnosis. From there, my general practitioner referred me to a neurologist who very quickly ordered an MRI and spinal tap. So with the results of these two tests, I was given the diagnosis of multiple sclerosis. And it was about a week and a half from my emergency room visit. So I got that diagnosis very quickly. And I do consider myself lucky in that regard because, you know, I do hear of so many people that struggle with symptoms for years and can never really nail it down. You know, certainly I had an answer very quickly. Mm-hmm. So an autoimmune disease of multiple sclerosis was not new to me. My father also was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis. He too was later in life when he was diagnosed. But he also lived with a lot of other health problems. So he would tell you for him that multiple sclerosis has been a pretty benign disease for him. Whereas I didn't feel that at all. I felt like it hit me very suddenly and very hard. My neurologist, after she diagnosed me, did go ahead and admit me to the hospital so that I could go through a round of steroid treatment. So I was admitted and I went through 3 days of the steroid treatment. And then I left the hospital and I planned to start the disease-modifying drug, Plegridy. And I had the expectation that I would be fine, that I would be on the mend and I would have no other problems after that. It didn't work that way for me. You know, I continued to decline. Plegridy, I did not respond to at all. In fact, I went further downhill with that. So very quickly, I actually switched neurologists, and she wanted me to switch over to Tysabri. And so once I got the approval from my insurance company, that's what I did. I moved to Tysabri. But I continued to go downhill. But soon after starting Tysabri, I went completely numb. So I say I was 95% numb, head to toe, left side, right side, completely. I just was completely numb. And I had trouble with my vision. I wasn't driving at the time. I was extremely fatigued. I couldn't work. I didn't really feel like I could take care of my family. So I was in really rough shape. I did feel like I hit rock bottom, which for me, I think was a blessing because it made me look for other avenues. And so that's when I started doing a lot of research. I had a family friend who had great success using diet and lifestyle changes to control her MS. So again, once I hit rock bottom, I said, well, it won't hurt to try that. So that's what I did. I radically changed my diet. I actually followed, and still do to this day, I follow the Walls protocol. So I completely committed to it. And again, I still am doing that today. It was at that time, and really the only time since my diagnosis, that I saw any improvement. And it happened really overnight for me. Within 2 weeks of starting Walls, my numbness and neuropathy was almost gone. My eyesight was coming back to normal. I was back at work. I was taking care of my family. My fatigue was much better. And each day, the great thing about it was each day I could see improvement. So I felt really good about that. I did not want to continue with Tysabri, but I also did not feel as confident as I was in Walls. I did not feel that I could do just Walls and be okay. So I started researching other avenues. And on Walls protocol page, I kept on Facebook, I kept seeing people refer to LDN. And so I started researching that, and they pointed me to the LDN Research Trust Facebook group. I joined that, and then I found the Research Trust website, which gave me a wealth of information. So again, I just started diving into the research on LDN, and I saw it as such a fascinating treatment option. It seemed to be much safer than what I was currently doing, which again was still Tysabri. You know, I really was interested in starting on LDN. I did read where people struggled to find a doctor to prescribe LDN. But I was fortunate because my neurologist, when I asked her about it, easily agreed to giving me a prescription. And so she wanted me to still stay on Tysabri, but she would go ahead and give me a prescription. And so she gave me a prescription for 3 milligrams of LDN. But again, I did that. I started LDN with the goal that I would stop Tysabri at some point once I felt comfortable with that, if it was working, if LDN did work for me. I started LDN on March of 2016, and that was almost exactly 1 year after my initial diagnosis. And after the first dose, I was one of those folks that felt a change. Immediately, I felt a lightened mood, and I felt fatigued. I felt that my fatigue was reduced. So I felt an improvement with Walls, but again, even more of an improvement once I started LDN as it pertains to the fatigue. And that felt amazing. You know, I hear people talk about sleep disturbance, which I did face a little bit in the first few nights, but that quickly went away. I also hear people talk about vivid dreams, and really, I never had that issue. I've never noticed any changes in my dreams taking LDN. Once I got past the first few nights, of the any sleep disturbance, at that point, I slept like a baby, and I still do to this day. I sleep very well taking LDN. The one scary thing for me, though, when I started LDN is that I did notice that some of the symptoms that had gone away for me kind of came back, more with burning and tingling with MS. And it wasn't like I felt that I was in a flare or relapse. It's just that, again, things that I had thankfully kind of written off had started to come back. And that occurred really for the first few weeks of taking LDN. So much so that I thought about stopping it. I almost stopped it. But the LDN Research Trust Facebook group at the time had a wonderful admin that messaged me privately. We communicated, and she really encouraged me to stick it out. And I did that. And thankfully, like a week later, all of those symptoms went away, and I started seeing improvements with that. And really, it was at that point that I tell people I felt normal again. You know, it was a year after diagnosis, and I really felt normal, and it felt amazing. And so because I am a very risk-averse person, I did continue with Walls, LDN, and Tysabri for almost another year. So it was February of 2017 when I finally got the courage to stop Tysabri. My neurologist was very discouraging of this decision. She thought that for sure I would have a relapse once I came off Tysabri. She did support me anyway, and I'm so happy with my decision. Since 2017, I've used Walls, I've used LDN, and I do take some supplementation, specifically with vitamin D, to treat my multiple sclerosis. I will say that one symptom that I've struggled with for a long time after being diagnosed was brain fog. So LDN as well as Wald helped me with the brain fog, but I still struggled with it. And I'm an accountant. I'm a professional. You know, I'm expected to come to work and be able to think very quickly. And I was very self-conscious about the fact that I didn't feel with the brain fog that I was working quite as efficiently as I did before. So in August of 2017, I increased my dosage of LDN really by just splitting a pill. So I was taking LDN in a pill form, and I just half one, and I took 4.5 milligrams. And really, overnight, it was amazing. I guess at that point, I'd found my perfect dose because it just completely knocked out the brain fog. And so I went back to my neurologist. She upped my dosage at that point to 4.5 milligrams. And again, I've been on that since August of 2017.
Wow. What an amazing story. Very, very interesting. And you were actually a year younger than me when you were diagnosed.
Oh,
I was
really?
44. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Well, that is really something. And so lucky to have such an understanding neurologist.
Yes.
And do you know if she's prescribing LDN for anybody else now?
You know, it's interesting because I say that she would not have told me about LDN had I not asked her. Mm-hmm. But as soon as I asked her, she was very forthcoming and said, yep, I prescribe it for other people.
Did she?
And so very easily, yeah. And she's been very supportive of me since I've gotten off of Tysabri. And she seems very excited to hear, you know, every time I come in to hear how well I'm doing. And I do hope that that helps others, that she'll readily, you know, prescribe it for others as well.
Mm-hmm. What can I say? An absolute amazing turnaround there. And to get diagnosed so quickly as well.
Yeah.
You know,
and another thing that I say with LDN that I'm lucky about is I don't get sick, knock on wood, because I am superstitious. But I still have younger children at home who bring home all kinds of illnesses. But I do manage to stay very healthy. I rarely get sick. And I do attribute that to LDN.
Mm-hmm. Well, as I say, an amazing story. And thank you very much for sharing it with us.
Well, thank you. And I'm just so thankful for everything you've done. I'm so thankful for the Research Trust and all of the information, because like I said before, that's where I started when I was researching, and I found so much wonderful information out there.
Oh, thank you.
This show is sponsored by our members who made donations. We'd like to give them a very big thank you. We have to cover the monthly costs of the radio station's software, bandwidth, phone lines and phone calls to be able to continue with the radio show. And thank you for listening. Any questions or comments you may have, please email me, Linda, L-I-N-D-A, at ldnrt.org. I look forward to hearing from you. Thank you for joining us today. We really appreciated your company. Until next time, stay safe and keep well.